have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBK Elation Radio, even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KBK Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Good day, good day, good day. Charles McCutcheon here. I'm your favorite entrepreneur. Love to welcome you to Charles's Corner, give you some information, some insight. This is nothing more than financial freedom all put together. Been doing this for a couple of years, coming on the Elation Radio and just sharing the knowledge that I have and talking about different things that can help us to get from one spot to another. So this is nothing new to me. I want to thank everybody who's listening right now, because we're going to move this right along as I go into what I'm going to talk about today. The one thing I want to talk about today is finances. And I know that's one of those things that a lot of people don't want to talk about. That's just where we are. And finances can help us or it can hinder us depending on what we think we know and what's the truth. So I'm just going to run through things that some of the stuff that I've actually been through, and some of it is just information that can actually help you out. So some of the stuff you're going to be able to use for your kids as well. And I think that's a good thing when you can use it for kids and you can use it for yourself to move your journey further. So there was a study that was done by the Carnegie Institute and reported that 85% of a person's success in their life was due to, like, human engineering skills. The ability to communicate with people is as important as your technical expertise. And so they looked at the top hiring skills that are out there, and they looked at different companies that hire people and said, you know, why would you hire this person? You know, what are some of the skill sets that y'all use to hire people? And so some of the things that came out of that, and these are just basics as well. So one of them was a good attitude. Y'all don't understand how far a good attitude will take you. Good attitude will take you so far, and I think that's a learned thing, because some people's attitude is not where it need to be. Good communication skills, they go a long way. Can't communicate effectively, then I don't know how you even move in this world personally. The other thing was, if you're going for the job, obviously your previous work experience, what you've done, what can you do? And a lot of people like to use, like, if your previous employer had bad things to say about you, like, why are we going to hire you? How much training you have, like, what are your skill sets, how many years of schooling you have, and things like that. So those are just things that I think those are general things that we can have in our toolbox. So what I want to talk about more on the financial side is we can get, you know, we can speak poor into our lives. That's the crazy part, right? And I'll give you some examples as I go along, but some people actually speak poor into their lives by what we say. And some examples is we look at money differently. We don't even like discussing money. Like, people get turned off about discussing money. And I think that position that we're in has been ingrained in our heads that we don't like to talk about finances, and so we know so little about it. And so we're in the situation now that we're not really making money. And that, when I say we, I'm looking at it from a global standpoint. We're just poor. This is what it is. Some people use that self-talk to take them out, to say, I'm so in debt, I can't never stop working, I can't afford to quit. Man, I wish I could make more money. Life would be easier if I had this, this, or that. Or I'll never be rich. I can't afford to lose this money, so I can't even start this project. I'd like to start my own business, but, you know, I got to have a steady paycheck. well, how can I afford to invest when I can't even pay these bills? And the one that kills me is not everybody can be rich, Charles. I don't even care about money. It's not that important to me. And y'all know good and well, keep it 100 now, everybody can use a little bit of extra money. And it's not about being rich. And I think some people have it twisted. And the funny thing is, people start really, you don't know people's backgrounds. You know, you see like The Rock. I remember he came out with something that said he had $7 in his bank account. Nobody was screaming at him about being rich, and now he's making millions and millions. And now if he was to go out and do something, people are going to be like, well, how can he buy that? You know, there's people that are starving, you know. But then you take those same people, and they don't want to put the effort to do what they're telling people to do. Like they're saying, I just saw online, you had the Kardashian, Kim Kardashian just bought this jet for over $100 million, $100 million jet. I looked at the inside of the jet. I was like, I'm not impressed. But anyway, that's her jet. So people are equating her buying a jet and talking about all the starving people in the world. They're talking about all the people in Ukraine and all this kind of stuff, and she should be donating that to do this and do that, and she could have used that money to do that. But let's look at their situation and their lifestyle. So everybody has that thing they do. So some people like buying comic books. Some people like going to play golf. Some people go get their hair and nails done. Some people got rims on their car. Some people, everybody's doing their thing. So I, in turn, turn it back to those same people and say, well, how much money have you given to the Ukraine? You went out last weekend and blew money with your girlfriend, but you haven't sent any money over. But you're going to look at somebody who has that type of money and say what they should or shouldn't be doing with their money. And I just don't believe that's a true statement, a fair statement to make on somebody when you don't know what they do because you're not around them 24 hours a day and you haven't looked at their bank accounts or statements to figure out where they send money to. So we can make all these crass statements, and that's just what happened, you know. And the one that kills me is, if God wanted me to be rich, God would have given me the money. That is hilarious. And I always say for people like that, God, you know, he put out there from the first 6 days, he worked and worked and worked and worked, right? And on the seventh day, he rested, but he put in all that work beforehand. Everything that we need is already here. He's done everything he needed to do for us, and now people still have their hands out because they don't want to put the work in when they say faith without work is dead, faith without works is dead. People don't want to put the work in. We're inherently lazy people. That's just what we are. The brain wants to do less and be comfortable. Anytime you come with something different, a business opportunity or anything, most people shut down. This is what we are. The internet is out there giving us loads of information. People do not want to educate to get better. People want to hit the lotto. People want to be given the money. People want to be hand-walked and hold my hand and show me this, and that, and the other, and they won't take the time, but they will watch a show on TV that comes on every week. They are dedicated to that. They're dedicated to watching sports. They're dedicated to the reality TV. They're dedicated to hanging with their funky friends. And then when it comes down to it, they say they don't have time. I'm not here to sugarcoat, y'all. That's not what I came to do. I just came to tell you about stuff that we go through. That's all. I think as adults, we forget what we learned. We forget what we learned about money, learned, because we have so many bad misconceptions that holds us back from winning. That's just where we are. Some people think that because they have money, you know, well, I don't want to be evil. I don't want to be that person. Why would you be evil if you had money? I mean, is there something in you evil already? You know, everybody want to play it safe. They don't want to talk money at the dinner table. Maybe like, I can't afford it. It's too expensive. I don't want to go into debt. I don't want to lose my money. And we pass all that on to kids, and then they take on the same thing, and they start at the bottom. That's what we do. Start at the very bottom. I'm going to tell y'all right now, I don't allow my daughter to say we don't have money. That's not even in our vocabulary. No, no. It's how can you afford it? You got to ask with a question mark at the end of that. There is no we don't have. No, we got to change our mindset, change our vocabulary. So how can you afford it? Now, I still do real estate. When I was in corporate, I was doing real estate. I had side businesses, still working the 9-to-5. So a lot of people don't think that they can work the 9-to-5 and still do the stuff that's out there. And let me give you permission so you can give yourself permission. You can have a 9-to-5 and have rental properties. You can have the 9-to-5 and own a vending machine business. You can have a 9-to-5 and invest in stock options. You can have a 9-to-5 and do real estate. You can have a 9-to-5 and do a rental car business. You can have a 9-to-5 and sell clothes. Family, it's not about your 9-to-5. It's more on can your 9-to-5 sustain you, and how many people do you know have worked a 9-to-5 and lived a glamorous life after they've retired? Let's be for real. What does that life look like? Are they taking trips all around the world and it's like a free-for-all, or are we pinching pennies trying to make sure that this bill gets paid and I can't do that because I have a set amount of income coming in? And that's what's going on across the country. It's no different than anything else that we know because that's all we know. We keep following the same blueprint over and over, and it has us in such a bad situation, but nobody can see their way out of it. I think a lot of us are just playing grown up because we haven't hit the books enough, and we don't want to read, and we don't want to take the time, but we will take the time for what we want to do. One thing I look back on, I was looking at something. It was on Netflix. It was a Beyonce special, and she said she had done that whole practice that she was doing for her special, and it was months on end. I think it was over 6 months of practicing for a two-hour show. For a two-hour show. You got basketball stars out there making millions of dollars, but they practice in the off-season so they can play at the highest level when it's time to really play. One thing I want everybody to do, I like the game Monopoly. I don't know about y'all. I'm pretty good at it. I like the game of Monopoly because it's like life to me. So we go around the board, and most people just keep having to collect, say, $200, and they cool with that because you don't own nothing. So you'll rather keep collecting your $200 because you don't own nothing when you can get that little greenhouse, that little greenhouse, that little greenhouse, that little greenhouse. And then when people land on your stuff, now you're going to plus up, and now you're going to get the red hotel. And that's what people got to pay you, and that's what we're doing in life. We are so big on consumption, consumer, consumer, consumer. That's all we do in the monopoly world of life. And I got to write that up. That sounds so good. The monopoly world of life, all we do is go spend our money in store after store after store after store. When is money coming in, family? That's all I'm saying. You can look at it this way. Look at the tax codes that are out there. There's many more tax codes out there for businesses than there are for people who have a W-2. Why is that? Start asking yourself these questions. Then your mind may go find the right answer. I don't know. But ask yourself for the tax codes, and this is Warren Buffett talking about taxes, find a way to make sure that you can protect how much you pay in taxes out and continue that. Because taxes are one of those things that's going to make sure that you don't get ahead in life. Now, everybody wants to be a millionaire, right? Before that, everybody want to make six figures. Before that, everybody want to have a good job. Everybody want to graduate. Everybody want to. We have all these different steps. And for every level, there's another devil. For every level, there's another devil. I will tell you, six figures is not all it's cracked up to be. A million is not all it's cracked up to be, family. We get to this thing and we have this glass ceiling up there that we can't even reach to break it. You can't even break the glass ceiling. Some of y'all can't even break the glass ceiling that's up there. And some of y'all ceiling is steel. Like you're never getting more than where you are right now, but you're going to stay there. And you're not going to do those other things. Like I said, you can have a 9-to-5 and still have the vending machines We can do so much more. We limit ourselves with that self-talk and always use the negative. And it's always, well, if I didn't have to do this, or this is what I get. You lucky you ain't got to work, Charles. What? Do you know what I had to go through so I don't have to work a 9-to-5? Do you understand what I've been through? So you can say that, but you wasn't up at 3 a.m. with me. You wasn't up at 1 a.m, 2 a.m. You wasn't working day and night with no breaks. You wasn't doing that because you don't want it bad enough, but you'll sit and consider something that I'm doing like, well, you can do that because it's always that. And it's funny to me. It's funny to me because they don't understand. They don't want it bad enough. They don't want it bad enough. You didn't go through the schools I went through. You're not going through what I'm going through right now. Creating business after business after business and networking like crazy so I can reach this next plateau, this next goal. And I'm going to tell y'all right now, I'm going to do what I didn't want to do years back. I was going to just put it off and not talk about it. But I'm going to tell people who I really am. I'm going to do it, but it's going to be via it's going to be a documentary and stuff like that. But I'm going to let people see into my life. And they're going to be like, I didn't know that you, yeah, you're right, you won't know. Unless I tell you, you won't know. All you can do is assume. And it's not for clout. I don't need that. I'm good. I don't need all that. I'm doing this so somebody that's in the situation that I used to be in can climb the hell out. How about that? I want people to climb out of the situations and stop making excuses. Excuses are monuments to nothing that build bridges to nowhere, and those fools who use those tools of incompetence are masters of nothing. Don't pick excuses. Anybody can do it. I can give excuses all day. From the projects to moving on up, like Georgia Weezy, stop playing. So it's all about what you want, family. That's all that matters. How bad do you want it? You don't have to have a lot of people either. You can do this by yourself. And you're going to have to do it by yourself until you find other people that can do it with you. And that's just how it is. There is no other way around it. You're going to have to do it by yourself until you find other people that can do it with you. And it's hard to find good people. And I'm going to bring something up that I wasn't going to bring up. It's just off the cuff. And it is what it is. It is what it is. So what I'm going to bring up is, and this is something that just hit me all of a sudden. There's somebody that befriended me years back who is getting caught up in lies now, and a lot of people are putting two and two together and finding that it don't add up. And he's being unprofessional. He's getting caught in a number of lies, and it doesn't look good for him. It's not good to sit there and tell people one thing and then do the other, and now everything is coming crumbling down, and the world is coming crumbling down. It's like, it's sad to see it happen for somebody that doesn't need to happen. I just want to bring that out. So let's talk about school. I'm going to just jump back and forth to school. There's nothing wrong with going to school, getting what you need to get. School is not the end-all, be-all. I think we have become professional memorizers. That's just what it is. And, you know, we memorize stuff and regurgitate it, spit it back out. Some schools, very few, are teaching a little bit of financial knowledge. And we need to understand that we need that financial knowledge, we need that professional knowledge, and we need that school, a little bit of school knowledge as well. I heard the term, and y'all hear it as well, knowledge is power. I hear that a lot. I don't believe that. I believe that knowledge is only applied power until you use that knowledge effectively. Then it becomes powerful. And I think the older we get, y'all know this to be a fact, our job situation is looking not looking good, only because it's ageism sets in. And that means, you know, it's supposed to be illegal. And people that are 60s and 70s, and, you know, some of those people are still working, even in their 80s, and they can't get the jobs that they once had due to ageism. And so where do they get their financial means of living, and, you know, because some of the things that are set in place are not what people expected it to be, like Social Security. Not what it's expected, what they people expected it to be. So it's just not a good look out there for a lot of people. And so as we keep going, I think we're setting our kids up now with the knowledge of, we used to say, stay in school, get good grades, and get out and get a good job. And it's just not the case anymore. Jobs have changed. We're not staying at jobs 10, 15, 20 years anymore. People probably a few months, a year in, and then they go into a new job and then a new job. And you probably didn't change three or four times in a five-year period. Now we see, as everything shifted, you know, everything is the internet age, we see teenagers out there making a lot of money. Like, social media is big. You do something stupid, you're making millions. So I used to speak at a lot of colleges before all that COVID stuff, and what I found is students don't want to work with anybody. They're thinking outside the box. They're trying to create their own stuff. And I ask everybody this question. Will your children be able to retire or have the means to retire by the age of 30? I'm going to ask that again. Will your children or your child have the means to retire because of what you instilled in them by the age of 30? I'm just going to let that go. I just came up with that. You know, it's just something that I thought about. So we need survival skills, family. We truly do. Survival skills are not really coming in school. We're finding a lot of people are not ready to take on the world. We still need security. We're very unprepared. Our financial situation is in ruins. We're millions in debt for school, millions in debt for cars, millions in debt for credit cards, million in debt for housing. It's just, it's abysmal right now. And we keep going further and further. We're not really learning new stuff. It's like, when do we switch gears? Like, why would I do what my parents did and they're not in a financial situation, the type of place that I would want to be in? Why would I want to do that? And my mom always, you know, she used the same stuff, like, we don't have the money type of stuff, you know, broke and all that stuff. And so that transfers to you. It's crazy. It's crazy that we live in a world like that. And it's bad that the kids have to learn it. And what's even sad is kids are in a struggle right now. So if you have one parent teaching how can we afford it, and then one parent teaching we can't afford it, like, what do? How do you learn financial freedom getting, you can call it the best of both worlds, but it's really not. How do you learn that way? And some people just have given up. Like, we're focusing in on a lotto. Not to say I wouldn't play every blue moon when it hits over $1 billion. Why not put in a $3 ticket? It's okay, because I've wasted $3 on Starbucks and all these other places. But some people literally play lotto every day. Every day. And imagine you paying $5 to $10 a day times 30 days. That's $300 for the month. Then another month, that's six, that's nine, that's $1,200 in 4 months. And then you win a $500 lotto ticket and you scream to the top of your lungs and telling everybody, and everybody's congratulating you. And then you go back. Now you're down from five to $1,200, $700 a rear and, you know, behind. So you lost $700, but that $500 makes up for that in your mind. And so you go back to doing the same thing over again. And it doesn't stop. And that's somebody's world. They want to hit the big ticket item, and they spend their whole life doing that. Crazy. Money doesn't make you rich, family. We know studies of people that hit the lotto big time, and now they broke again. It's your mindset. If you don't have the mindset, it doesn't matter how much money you think you have or how much you have. You can make. I was making well over six figures and broke. Well over six figures and broke. I didn't understand money. I had to educate myself. I had to get around people that knew it. And that's what I spend my time doing, educating myself about money and finances so I can be to a point where I can instill that into my daughter and she can take that with her. We don't talk to kids about an income statement, a balance sheet. We don't talk about assets and expenses and liabilities. We don't talk about that stuff. I hear what gold chains on and cars and bank account on E. That's just where we are as a people. So each of us have a relationship with money. We have a belief about money, and that has us where we are right now. So it's not your parents' fault. It's your fault, you know, in a sense to where if you don't want to take time to learn it, you're not going to get it. If you don't want to take time to be around those people who have it to give it, you're not going to get it. People telling kids, and they be promoting this stuff on social media. They be excited. Parents be all excited talking to them. Yeah, me and my daughter, we just went down to the bank and we got her a savings account. And I'm like, well, that's good. You know, I mean, that's a start. And they're going to just keep money in there. And the bank is going to give you, less than 1% on your money when inflation is 7%? So how is that kid winning? The thing I do know is kids are smarter. The older we get, the more kids that are coming up are smarter because of the technology. So what you think your child may not understand, they may understand it like nobody's business. You were to be able to understand it and teach it as a parent. Everything starts at home. Stop blaming these teachers. Everything starts at home. Everything starts at home. We are not putting forth the effort as a parent to move forward because we are so consumed in our world that we're not looking at the bigger picture of where we need to go and what we have access to. We have a long way to go. We have to start teaching kids to pay themselves first, no matter what. We got to pay ourselves first. I don't care how much money comes in. I don't care if $50 comes in. Some of that money, 10%, $10 got to go to you. We have to be good stewards of our money. Just because you have money, that don't mean you can spend it. That's the crazy part. My niece taught me that a long time ago. I'm taking my nieces and nephews out, and I go down to North Carolina and take them all out. We going shopping and stuff, and that was my norm. We just going to buy stuff because I wasn't seeing them that much being in the military. So I'd be going out to buy stuff, and then I remember I was in Foot Locker, and then we was buying something, and I started looking at the finance. I said, hold on. Every time I come down here, I'm 600 to the rear. Like, I'm putting out at least $600. And I was like, hold on, we got to hold up for a minute. Then my niece was like, Uncle Charles, why don't you just use that red credit card you got that you always use? And that let me know I was doing too much. I was doing too much. We got to stop telling kids, cut up your credit cards to get out of debt. You know, there's good debt and there's bad debt. Debt's not bad. All debt's not bad. But words have meaning, and we're not even using our words to tell the real story. Now, these are just some questions I want to leave y'all with. And I like questions because questions force us to do something better. Questions force us to do something better. And I can't answer the questions for you. Only you can answer them for you. So, questions. If your assets make less than your liabilities, how can you win? Question. Another question. If you only make $50,000 a year, and I use that because on average, people in the United States make $50,000 a year. You only make $50,000 a year. How long would it take you to save $100,000? Another question. How fast could you get ahead if you actually borrow money and let the money work for you nice trying to save money? The same question. How fast could you get ahead if you could actually borrow money and let the money work for you instead of trying to save money? Another question. What financial skills do you need in order to be the person who could borrow more money? What financial skills do you need in order to be the person who could borrow more money? What do we teach our children about finances right now? What do we teach our kids about finances? We have to change up how we view money, family. We have to use financial words. We have to get into our vocabulary to understand that we have something that's so powerful that we're not utilizing it. Our community is not where it needs to be. Economically, we're financially illiterate. We don't know. We just don't know. But there's a thing called the internet that has so much data on it that nothing is stopping any one of us from learning. It's out there for us. You just got to want it bad. That's all. So we can become financially literate, and then we start telling other people about what we've done, not what we could possibly do. Say what I've done. This is what I've done. I've taken a house that I purchased. I took the equity out of that house. I used that equity to purchase another home. That particular house that I'm doing the rentals on is paying my mortgage. Now the next house is paying my car note, my house note. That's what I've learned, and that's what I teach. So we can become financially literate and pass it on to our next four generations, not next generation. Our next four generations are counting on us to do and make the right steps. Hope y'all took something for it. I'm going to pray us out. Dear Lord, please give us the strength and the mental fortitude that we need to move forward to know that everything will be okay, because everything happens on your time. Please open our ears. Please open our eyes. Please open our hearts and pray for us to be calm. Pray that you guide us and guide our thoughts and push us along our journey. Continue to bless us and keep our families safe. Keep us healthy. We may not always see the clear picture, but we know you didn't bring us this far to only bring us this far. Continue to guide us as we go through the trials and tribulations of this life that we have to live. Please protect everybody. In your name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And I'm Charles McCutcheon. I'm still hungry. I'm not going away, y'all. I'm about to be a loud force out here, and we have to share the knowledge that we have. Y'all take it easy.